Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is not a headline. I mean, we've known about this for a while. This is not new news. But the majority of Americans are sleep deprived, me included. Last night was ridiculous. The dog wanted rub tummy. Then she wanted a midnight snack. Then she had a little itch behind her ear that she just couldn't get. And if I didn't get it, she would sit there for 20 minutes trying to scratch her ear while I'm trying to sleep. I kick her off the bed. She comes back on the bed. And then as soon as I fall asleep, one of the cats decides, oh, okay, well, if mommy's up, playtime. And so I hardly slept. And this is ridiculous. Right? But it's not just pets. I think a lot of Americans are really, really struggling to get a good amount of sleep. What's fascinating, though, was there were studies showing in the 1940s, more Americans felt they were getting enough sleep. Those who felt they weren't getting enough sleep were sleeping about maybe 6 to 7 hours a day. Okay, now if you ask somebody if they get 6 to 7 hours a day, they're like, well, yeah, that's when I'm on vacation. Yeah, it's crazy how we have let our sleep go. No wonder we have issues with our high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, dementia, and other things. So there was a poll. Let me give credit where credit's due, a Gallup poll. It was released this week. It found 57% of Americans say that they would feel better if they could get more sleep. 42% say they are getting as much sleep as they need. 42%. Now, how much sleep is that? If somebody says, oh, I only need 4 hours of sleep, I get my 4 hours, I'm good. That still could mean they're sleep deprived. So perception is one thing, but that doesn't mean they're getting the right amount of sleep. This was, this is a first in Gallup polling since 2001. In 2013, when Americans were asked, it was the reverse. 56% said they got the needed sleep. 43% said they didn't. Younger women under the age of 50, according to Fox News, were more likely to report they weren't getting enough rest. And that's that shouldn't be new. I mean, most of us moms, you know, who are breastfeeding or whatever, we get woken up all the time. But they said the poll asked respondents to report how many hours of sleep they usually get per night. Only 26% said they got 8 or more hours. You're supposed to be getting 7 to 9 hours nightly. Right? Over half said they got 6 to 7 hours. 20% of people said they got 5 hours or less, a jump from 14% who reported getting the least amount of sleep back in 2013. In 1942, 59% of Americans slept 8 or more hours. 33% said they slept 6 to 7 hours, okay, which means it was rare if you slept less than that. So what the heck is going on here? Well, one is we've really lessened the priority of sleep. We look at the access to entertainment, the access to restaurants, the access to people, the access to dating, access to porn, whatever. All of this has driven people to not go to bed. I mean, when the city shut down, the city shut down. There was no reason for you to be up. There wasn't any television. I think my mom had said back in the 1950s, after primetime programming, they would sing the national anthem. Now, I wasn't alive at this time, but my mom said that at night, after the primetime programming was done, like I Love Lucy or whatever, there would be the national anthem. And everybody would hear it, and then the TV would go off, and you would go to sleep. It was like, all right, bedtime, everybody. And then went to bed. You know, now the party doesn't even start till late night. That's when things happen. That's when the good shows are on. That's when the funny, the Nick at Night, you know, and so we've trained ourselves to not have a bedtime, go to bed. We've also trained ourselves to deal with the sleep deprivation. I'll just take caffeine. I'll just drink a Red Bull. I'll just drink a lot of coffee. I'll nap at work. You can't be doing that. Then people are sleeping in the middle of the day. Then they can't go to sleep at night. They'll drink alcohol. That's going to mess with their sleep. Now, I mean, you're not really supposed to be sleeping with pets in your bed. There's never been a medical, I believe, study saying when you have pets, they are required to sleep in your bed. Yet somehow our pets learn to do. I don't think I have ever had a pet not sleep in our bed, except the fish, the goldfish. But every pet, you can't sleep like that. You know, with kids, we did a bedtime. We said, go to bed. Go to bed. It's bedtime. When they get up in the middle of the night, go to bed. I got to pee. You know how to pee. Go pee. I mean, but instead it's all right. Well, I'll stay up with you. Well, now that I'm up, let's talk. No. The other thing too is when I get up, like last night, I got up in the middle of the night. I went on my computer. Now, they say if you are stuck in bed and you can't sleep, don't just lie there for 2 hours. Get up, do something, and go back to bed. So what I do is I try to lower my body temperature. When I get hot, sometimes, you know, because Corey gives off a lot of heat. Yeah, so manly. Or the dog. And I get out of bed, and then, you know, I'm not wearing a lot of clothes, not to scare you all, you know, which should scare the pets. And that cools my body down. And then I might, you know, read or go on the computer for a minute or two and then climb back into bed. Or I might take a hot shower if I feel my muscles are tense or something like that. But if you do struggle sleeping, get your temperature of your room lower, like 68 degrees. Maybe take a lavender bath or do, you know, have sounds in the background, a fan, water, you know, sounds of a rainfall, something like that to take your mind off of things and also to drown out the cats. Every now and then I've woken up in the middle of the night by cat vomit. Or two of my cats have sex and one is a moaner, and that just ruins the whole night. I just can't. And every night it's ridiculous. I'm going to need a nap. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so in Manhattan, the court case against Trump and the hush money case, him allegedly trying to keep Stormy Daniels quiet prior to his election, that they had an affair, and has turned into a 34 felony charge case, saying he falsified business records on an alleged reimbursement for this hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels leading up to the 2016 election. So there is now the jury selection. And, you know, fascinatingly, when you look at some of the questions for this jury selection, I don't know how they are going to discern if somebody is lying or if somebody is telling the truth. You know, although the average American wants to get out of jury duty, you know that people would love to be on this case. People who want to do Trump in are going to try to get on the jury. People who are going to try to save Trump are going to try to get on the jury. People who want to become famous, who want book deals, they're going to want to get on this jury. And so there's so much secondary gain that you wonder if this is going to be just a free-for-all. How is he going to get a fair and impartial jury? Now, you know, some of you are, pretty optimistic, and you say it's going to be fine. Well, what are some of the jury questions? Well, how about this one? This is jury question number 34. Do you have any strong opinions or firmly held beliefs about former President Donald Trump or the fact that he is a current candidate for president that would interfere with your ability to be a fair and impartial juror? Now, I am sure everybody's saying, oh, no, I don't have any opinion of Trump. Okay, really? Unless you are 4 years old, maybe 5 years old, and you lived through the Trump presidency, and now the Biden presidency, you have an opinion. I mean, unless you have been in a basement this whole time, even in jail, you have access to the news. You're telling me that there is going to be somebody honestly saying that they have no opinion on the president. Just that question alone makes me think that this can't go forward. You know, I don't know how they are going to find people that aren't lying. And you could love them or hate them. Now, if you like the way things were and you think right now things are an absolute mess, you're going to have a favorable opinion of President Trump. If you did worse during the Trump years and better during the Biden years, and you don't like the look of a MAGA hat, you're going to have another opinion of Trump. I mean, people have opinions. You have such a highly publicized, this is the first time a president has been on trial. And it's not the first time a president has slept with somebody that was a porn star. But this is a historic case. It's gotten this far. So what are some of the other juror questions we have here? So Forbes gives us the list. One is, without telling us your address, in which neighborhood do you live? Upper East Side, Lower East Side, how long have you lived there? Are you a native New Yorker? If not, where did you live previously? So that could be people trying to come to New York just so they could get on onto this case. It's so funny because nobody ever wants to do jury duty. What do you do for a living? How long have you been doing that? If you're retired, please tell us what you did before you retired. Who is your current employer? How large is your current employer? Are you self-employed? Do you own your own business? Who was your prior employer? Now, they could be looking at that because they're trying to look at demographics. I mean, if somebody says I'm a hedge fund manager or I'm a loan officer or maybe because they're in New York, many individuals have worked with Trump. I think my husband has a relative who had a real estate, interaction with Trump. So maybe they're trying to glean out who you got. Those of you who are attorneys, please definitely pipe in as to what some of the, reasoning is. What is your educational background? They usually ask that. College degree, graduate degree, high school diploma. Are you married? Have you ever been married? Do you have children? If you are married or living with another adult, what does that person do for a living? If you have adult children, what do they do? What do you do in your spare time? I sleep with porn stars. Do you have any interests or hobbies? Do you participate in any organizations or advocacy groups? Which ones? Well, I am a part of the Biden climate change social justice warrior advocacy group. I don't think they're gonna get that far. I'm a part of MAGA. Have you ever served on a jury before? Was a criminal, civil, grand jury? Without telling us a verdict, please tell us whether the jury reached a verdict. Now, that's an important question, because if they think you are the one that's going to hold things up, now they want to know, were you guys able to agree? Or is somebody going to be, I'm just going to disagree and I'm going to keep us here for months? Which of the following print publications, cable network programs, online media, websites, blogs, social media platforms do you read? So they list New York Times, USA Today, New York Daily News, Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Google, Facebook, X, TikTok, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, Newsday, The Washington Post, Fox News, Newsmax, MSN, Yahoo, and Truth Social. If somebody says they're on Truth Social, even though many people in the media are, you know, they go, I'm on Truth Social, Fox News, and I have deleted my TikTok. Well, they're probably going to think they're conservative. Somebody said, I'm on MSNBC, I'm on CNN, and the New York Times, then they are going to say that they're more liberal. Isn't that a shame? I mean, I read all of them. Don't you want to read news from both sides? Don't you want to be balanced? And by the way, there shouldn't be a paper that is biased. You shouldn't have, the New York Times shouldn't be left. Fox News shouldn't be right. That's not the way it should be. But unfortunately, that's the way it is. Do you listen to or watch podcasts? Which ones? Oh, you can do the Dr. Dahlia Show. Do you listen to talk radio? If so, yep, Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you. Do you have a relative or close friend ever been a victim of a crime? Have you had a relative, close friend, or ever been employed by a law enforcement agency, FBI, district attorney's office, Department of Correction? That used to get you cleared from jury duty. Now it doesn't. Do you have a relative that is a part of the federal, state, local government? Do you have a relative or friend that is employed in accounting or finance? Well, see, that everybody has a friend in finance or accounting. So that means if somebody says no, they're totally full of it. Have you or a relative ever had experience in the legal field or trained the legal field? Yes. Have you had any experience or interaction with the criminal justice system? What was your experience? What would that experience prevent you from being a fair and impartial juror? Do you have a friend or close friend accused or convicted of committing a crime? Do you have a relative or close friend having a pending criminal case? Do you have any political, moral, intellectual, religious beliefs or opinions which might prevent you from following the court's instructions on the law, which might slant your approach to this case? Do you have a health condition that might interfere with your ability to be here on appointed days? See, I would have to say yes, because if my irritable bowel acts up, I'm in the potty. So you got to let me out for that one. Without telling us the name, do you take any medication that would prevent you from being able to concentrate or pay attention during the proceedings? So if you're on medical marijuana, that could be an issue. And then court proceedings normally end at 4:30 in the afternoon. On rare occasions, we might work beyond that. Would your schedule and responsibilities permit you to work later if it was absolutely necessary? Do you practice a religion that would prevent you from sitting as a juror on a weekday or weeknight? No. Can you give us an assurance you'll be fair and impartial based on race, color, origin, ancestry? These are common questions. Can you promise to guard against any stereotypes or attitudes about individuals or groups of people? So they don't want, if you're thinking it's a porn star, you know, getting fame, are you going to be, you know, do you have any misgivings or misnotions about porn stars? So the questions go on, but I just don't know how they're going to get any juror. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Update. The top Democrat in the Senate says the recent Iranian drone and missile attacks into Israel only remind of the urgency to pass bipartisan foreign aid spending for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies through Congress. A $95 billion Senate proposal remains on ice. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor Monday.
Israel's attack underscores the best way to help Israel is for the House to swiftly pass the Senate's bipartisan national security supplemental.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson in the other chamber has floated passing aid for only Israel. The House expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday. The move will force the Democratic-led Senate to take up the matter. Republicans in the House impeached him in February over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a landmark, long anticipated, and contentious national review of gender-affirming care for youth was done in England, released last week, and it resulted in headlines that said, look, gender medicine for kids is, quote, built on shaky foundations. And Europe is already, I believe, banning, the UK, gender-affirming care for pediatric patients under the age of 17. Over, they could have support, they could have, but in terms of puberty blockers and medicinal intervention, when you're over 17, you can, and an adult. And it's called the Cass Review. It was chaired by a pediatrician, Hillary Cass. It was commissioned by England's National Health Service. And this was started in 2020. And the review findings, even before it got published and was out there, led to a ban on the prescription of puberty-suppressing hormones. There was that caveat we spoke about where if a child is enrolled in clinical research, they could still continue. But no new prescriptions would be started. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, Canadian Pediatric Society, many people have disagreed with their standard of care is nope. We could start puberty-suppressing drugs and assist children in their transformation. But the systematic review found a, quote, lack of high-quality research. And they gave multiple recommendations in this. And, you know, I read it. And, you know, they were very upfront. You know, and they understand. I mean, it's a very, very long case. And I will post it on my Facebook and Twitter. So, but, you know, there's polarization and stifling of debate do nothing to help the young people caught in the middle of the stormy social discourse. And in the long run, will also hamper the research that is essential to finding the best way of supporting them to thrive. This is an area of remarkably weak evidence. She says, and yet results of studies are exaggerated or misrepresented by people on all sides of the debate to support their viewpoint. The reality is that we have no good evidence on the long-term outcomes of interventions to manage gender-related distress. So that, you know, so here are some of their recommendations. And they kind of go into their methodology and all that. First of all, I apologize because it's taken a little while to, they also talked about how the numbers have skyrocketed in terms of people seeking care. And, you know, so, their recommendations include, number one, given the complexity of the population, these services must operate to the same standards as other services seeing children and young people with complex presentations and or additional risk factors. There should be a nominated medical practitioner, pediatrician, child psychiatrist, who takes overall clinical responsibility for patient safety within the service. So basically how I interpret that is, if you have somebody who does not like the body they're in, gender dysphoria, you need to give them the same attention and the same care as you would give somebody who has body dysmorphic disorder, somebody with anxiety, somebody with depression. It's not supposed to be just all about, well, let's stop the boobies from growing or the testicles from enlarging. There's a lot more to it. And so you don't just focus on the sex characteristics. You also focus on the mind. Another recommendation is clinicians should apply the assessment framework developed by the review's clinical expert group to ensure that children, young people referred to the NHS, remember this is coming from England, receive a holistic assessment of their needs to inform an individualized care plan. Screen for neurodevelopment conditions, autism, mental health assessment. Again, it's not just supposed to be all about, okay, let's jump on this, let's start you on the medical pathway and go from there. When families' carers are making decisions about social transition of prepubertal children, services should ensure that they can be seen as early as possible by a clinical professional with relevant experience. Standard evidence-based psychological and psychopharmacological treatment approaches should be used to support the management of associated distress and co-occurring conditions. This should include support for parents, carers, and siblings as appropriate. Now, what's key about that is in America, there are many schools that do not get the parents or the families involved. You can't do that. If you really have somebody with true gender dysphoria, if you have an 8-year-old child that is saying, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy, don't call me a girl name. I'm a boy. And you don't want them triggered or misgendered. Why aren't you getting the family involved? Why aren't you letting the family know that the child is changing their pronouns so that the family doesn't misgender it? It really takes a team approach. They also recommend that children be offered fertility counseling and preservation prior to going on to a medical pathway. Amen. I would not put an 8-year-old girl through egg harvesting or an 8-year-old boy through sperm harvesting. They're really young. But these children, if you asked me at 8 years old if I wanted to have babies, I'd be like, no. I could barely get through division and fractions. So this fertility counseling and preservation, they want all children offered it, implies that fertility is an issue. And you cannot ignore, if somebody is transgender, you can't assume and bias and go, well, they're not going to want to have kids. Many transgender individuals do want to make babies. So why would you affect that, possibly permanent? So there's multiple other things that, you know, but as they said, the data is not there to recommend that kids be going through this. They do recommend that we have more education, more training. They also recommend that we try to keep politics out of it. Now, and when you look at it, it's pretty reasonable. Now, that's the UK. What is the American Academy of Pediatrics going to do? What are American groups going to do? You would think something this obvious, where a child cannot give consent, a child cannot understand the ramifications of altering their bone strength, their bone height, other things that could be altered when you tinker with their puberty. And a parent giving consent, I don't know if we would want a parent to start the altering process. And then we had a recent study saying a good number of kids change their mind. They might not have wanted to identify as a boy or a girl at 8 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old, but by the time they were 21, 22, they wanted to go back. What do we have in terms of medical evidence that you can very easily change it all back? If they don't get their proper breast development, bone development. So it's a fascinating piece coming out of the UK. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these weight loss injections and the frenzy, things are going to calm down. I think the reality is starting to set in that these injections are not the panacea to our obesity problems. For one, there's side effects. We talked about the pancreas. We talked about gastroparesis. We talked about how some people with their rapid weight loss are losing their muscles, are losing their gallbladders, because with rapid weight loss, you can have severe gallbladder dysfunction and then need your gallbladder removed. We're being told that one woman in Kuwait almost died. She was taking Mounjaro, which is another GLP-1 agonist, a little different from Ozempic, but close. She developed a lethal toxic blood condition after taking the medication for only 3 weeks. She was injecting it, and then she had to be admitted to the hospital after 2 days of abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. She ended up going into ketoacidosis. This is where ketones build up in the blood. Now, it could be because she hardly ate, didn't have any carbs. Is it because her sugars went off? We don't know exactly why. Ketones, you know, are a part of her body, but when they, many people put themselves into ketosis doing the Atkins and being no carb so that it forces your body to use ketones, and it accelerates your weight loss, but it wasn't very sustainable. And this patient, the case was documented in the European Journal of Case Reports in Internal Medicine and was found to have 26 times the normal level of ketones in her blood. 3 weeks earlier, she started taking the Mounjaro, and she lost 11 pounds. Now, the body breaks down sugar, glucose. It converts it into energy. But if the body's not getting enough sugar, it'll break down the fat stores. This chemical reaction will produce the ketones. And they say it could be more likely in patients on these GLP-1 agonists, because if you're not eating and you're not getting enough energy from food and you're starving yourself, your body will try to immediately survive and go to the fat. Now, even though burning and going through the ketones has been a successful weight loss avenue for some, it's not always the healthiest. Ketoacidosis we see in diabetic patients. That's where their bodies cannot produce enough insulin, which converts food into energy and brings the sugar into the cell. So then, because you don't have the sugar being used as energy, you're starving and the body goes to the fat. So what are symptoms of this? Excessive thirst, frequent urination, vomiting, stomach pain, weakness, shortness of breath, confusion. Your breath will smell fruity because ketoacidosis produces acetone. And acetone has this fruity smell, not a very sweet, fun fruity, kind of a disgusting fruity smell. And left untreated, you can have brain swelling and die. Now, this patient was from Kuwait. She started having trouble breathing, abnormal heart rate, elevated blood pressure. So what did they do? They gave her IV fluids, according to Daily Mail. They restored her sodium and potassium, which is what you need to do. Controlled the vomiting and the diarrhea. She was told to stop taking the medication. And, you know, not a very common side effect, but the more we have people on these medications, the more we're going to learn about them. When somebody tells me, oh, okay, can I be on this medication for life? No. No, and the reason why I have to say no is because we don't have studies on people on this for life. Another patient said she went into diabetic ketoacidosis after several months of being on Ozempic. Her potassium got so low that her heart stopped. She was 10 days in the hospital with DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis, gallstones, pancreatitis. So, listen, I want people to lose weight. Myself included. But your weight loss is going to do you no good if you can't keep it off, if you can't sustain the level you're doing. Starving yourself doesn't last long. You have to eventually eat. Your body doesn't like it. You feel bad. Trying to use these medications so that you just don't eat. That doesn't sound very healthy to me. Now, if the medications mildly stop some cravings, which at the lower doses it looks like, we're starting to look at, maybe we could do this for people on alcohol, for people, jonesing for certain medications or nicotine or things like that. We're looking into it. We're studying it. That's great, but people are using it to do what Kelly Clarkson did. Went from being overweight to being a pretty good weight, or to look like Oprah. I'm not saying Kelly Clarkson's using the medications, but this is what people want. They're looking at these stars who have lost weight and say, I want that. And they don't care about the consequences. And you usually start off at 0.25. People are jumping to the 5 milligram, to the 0.5, to the 1, to the 3. They want to just not eat, not be hungry. And I get it. It would be nice to not want to snack and not want to eat. And you do lose weight if you're not eating. But has anybody talked about the medicine pooping out? Does it give out? Does your body overcompensate? I mean, diet pills suppress your appetite. What happens to diet pills? After a while, they stop working. Do we know if these medicines stop working? We're being told from many people that, yeah, it stopped working and they got hungry again. Or they went off the medication because they couldn't afford it. And they gained the weight right back, if not more. Tracy Morgan said he gained 40 pounds while on the medication. Some people get so nauseous that they keep drinking some soda or eating sweets to kind of get through the crappy feeling they have when being on it. Now, there are other people who just, they're doing wonderful. Doing absolutely wonderfully. They still should be monitored. Now, what's also fascinating is, you know, a lot of our obesity and issues are in the underserved populations. And for now, the past few years, we have been told that we have racism in medicine, that medicine is disproportionate, it's discriminating, it's biased, we're not helping those who need to be helped. Well, the LA Times did a piece talking about what many of us have been thinking, going, these medicines are too expensive for many individuals, especially in the South, like Mississippi and Alabama, who need them. I'm licensed in Mississippi and Alabama. I have a lot of patients who are obese. When we talk about medications and options, they don't. They're like, I'm not going to spend $1,000 a month. My insurance isn't covering it. So basically what these medicines are doing are helping the rich. Somebody who has the money to pay for it, or the very fancy health insurance that's covering it, are getting it. But those individuals who really need it, also, take a look at those diabetics who have been prescribed this medication that now can't get it because people are abusing it for weight loss. But nobody's saying anything. It's all about go get on these medications. I mean, I thought we were trying to do health equity and make sure everybody had access to medications. No, the problem is that some stars get on camera, we see they lose weight, and now everybody and their mother and their dog wants these medications without us having the proper long-term studies, without the media covering when people have side effects. Well, that's what you need to do. 1-877-DR-LEE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.